steel and concrete. Computers and electronics barricade our minds. It doesn't change the fact that there exist a lot of strange phenomena, bizarre beyond reason or logic. Most folks just don't see them. That's because we cling to order, to any tiny happiness that comes our way, and we bust our arms to blind ourselves with our desires and our pleasures. There's a world of darkness out there, beyond time or space. A world filled with evil that is undeniably real. And in that world, there are things that run wild.
Operator you've ever seen. Brave, slick, cunning, do anything. As soon as he gets off work,
what? Mr. Cook?
Yes?
You have a son named Robert Cook, age 17.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cook. You better come down to the station house. Your son is dead.
Damn it. How?
He died of an overdose.
Thank you. They have mastered the ultimate technology, the ability to alter physical reality.
We'll be right back. Thank you. We'll be right back. Hampshire, where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
Yeah, actually, in other words, I've half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there.
One writer might do it this way. The peas plan that ends vegetable wars forever. The green giant, who is just about as big as a corn and pea man can get, has a plan that guarantees peas on earth forever.
Okay, this is 11, second half.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Peas on earth forever.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
On what?
Peas on earth, goodwill towards men. According to his plan, you just reach for a can of plump green giant peas. They're so sweet and tender that the worst vegetable hater in the family will surrender and nobody will call it appeasement. Get some from your good old grocer, like now.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that. Yes, well, that's about where I say in July.
Now we need something to bring the bones and stones of this verbalization to life. We need to find a video brilliancy of enormous power and clarity. A pictorial flash, like a burst of heat lightning, to illuminate the central concept.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
The big green jewel of the vegetable kingdom.
Yes, well, that's about where I say in July.
There will be other pictures in the commercial illustrating secondary claims, which add dimension and depth, or which add mood and feeling. But these will swing out from this video like a man's cape swings out from his shoulders.
Yes, always.
Once arrived at, this video will become a sine qua non of your reality campaign.
You emphasize a bit in July.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
You never knew a pea could be like this. Dewy sweet, June morning fresh, and overflowing with full pea flavor.
Wilson, can we just...
Yeah?
It was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
This is no ordinary pea.
No, you don't really mean every July. But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
A fraction more on that shoals thing, because you rolled it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against.
Because the clients are walking in at 4. Oh, we have to have a semi-mix, so you've got 100
just
for me
keeping
today.
The sizzle.
Because Findus freeze the cod at sea, and then add a crumb crisp. Crumb crisp coating. Ah, that's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up, because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Take crumb out. Good.
Every corpus has a purpose.
Norway. Fish fingers in Norway. Fenders in Norway.
A slippy slide, gooey gliding. Flip and flop is a fish.
Norway.
Slippy slide.
Fish fingers.
Flip and
flop is a fish.
No,
Fenders,
no.
The fish is little fishes from Norway.
What?
Oh, we're on a steak over here.
Our surf and turf includes both steak and a whole broiled shark.
Another.
The New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the
New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the stink.
Let's do a playback.
Too much directing around here. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding.
It has the common touch, without being or sounding patronizing. If you are writing about baloney, don't try to make it Cornish hen, because that is the worst kind of baloney there is. Just make it darn good baloney.
Here under protest is beef burgers.
I'll start with a steak.
Something to drink with that.
Yeah, give me an extra light.
That's the extra light beer by Pabst?
Yeah, that's right.
The one with just 70 calories?
Pabst. That's good. They probably won't like that.
You know, we'll have several for them.
Beef burgers.
Get a hold of yourself, John.
Beef burgers. We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit, you know that.
I'll have the $5.95 all-you-can-eat steak special.
One all-you-can-eat steak special. While you're waiting, perhaps you'd like to visit our complimentary salad bar and fill up on lettuce.
I'll wait for the steak.
Feel free to...
I want to get that out quick. You gotta get the lettuce out.
You want one more? Yeah. More on what? Beef?
Lettuce? You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Well, you do this, it's impossible.
Orson, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving it. I spend 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
Nothing.
In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.